Hello, sports fans, and welcome to another edition of Yesterday Sports on the Sports History Network. And make sure to check out sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways. I have two signed books I'm giving away. One is titled No Nonsense, Old School Weight Training, and the other is Reliving 1970s Old School Football.
We have plenty of stories of football history on this day because we talk about the day when the Eagles, Browns, and Colts each faced the college All-Stars, trouble in the Pac-10, as well as when the Giants invaded Ottawa, and all these stories are coming up in just a moment.
This is the Pigskin Daily History Dispatch, a podcast that covers the anniversaries of American football events throughout history on a day-to-day basis. Your host, Darren Hayes, is podcasting from America's North Shore to bring you the memories of the gridiron one day at a time. So as we come out of the tunnel of the Sports History Network, let's take the field and go no huddle through the portal of positive gridiron history with PigskinDispatch.com.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at SportsHistoryNetwork.com.
Hello, my football friends. This is Darren Hayes of PigskinDispatch.com, and welcome once again to the Pigpen, your portal to positive football history and the Sports History Network. We're one of 20-some different podcasts bringing you sports history, the headquarters of sports yesteryear, SportsHistoryNetwork.com. And we thank you for joining us once again for your football history headlines. Today's date of topic is August 12th, and we have some very rich history to talk about in this August 12th. So let's go to August 12th, 1949 to start off. And this is a 16th annual NFL Chicago College All-Star game was played at Soldier Field as the champion Philadelphia Eagles blanked the All-Stars 38-0 in front of 93,780 paying fans. The most valuable player always given to the college player team happened to be Bill Fisher, the offensive lineman from Notre Dame. August 12, 1950, the first time an NFL team played outside of the United States as the New York Football Giants defeated the CFL's Ottawa Rough Riders 20-6 at Ottawa's Lansdowne Stadium. August 12, 1955, the 24th annual NFL Chicago All-Star Game was played at Soldier Field as the champion Cleveland Browns fell to the All-Stars 27-30 with 75,000 in paid attendance watching on. And the most valuable player of this game, well, another college player, happened to be Ralph Guglielmini, the quarterback of Notre Dame. August 12, 1960, the 27th NFL Chicago All-Star Game was played at Soldier Field as the champion Baltimore Colts this time flattened the All-Stars 32-7 with over 70,000 in paid attendance. And the MVP award? Yeah, another college team player happened to be Jim Leo, the end from the University of Cincinnati. And in August 12, 1967, the New Orleans Saints earned their very first franchise win in the preseason game against the St. Louis Cardinals, 23-14. Then we come to the headline, USC and UCLA barred from the 81 Rose Bowl. Five Pac-10 schools cited for violations of academic rules. Yeah, this is our newspapers.com football history headline of the day from August 12, 1980, as written in the Los Angeles Times. Five Pac-10 schools were ruled to be ineligible to participate in a postseason play or for conference titles as punishment for transcript and school curriculum abuses. According to the article, in addition to USC, UCLA, Oregon, Oregon State, and Arizona State, each were also called out by the presidents and chancellors of the Pac-10 conference, and all would be ineligible for postseason and any bowl games connected with the 1980 season in football. Falsified transcripts, unwarranted intrusions of athletic department interests were violated as they were found in rulings by the conference for the punishments that were handed down. August 12, 1994, the first NFL game to appear on the Fox Broadcasting Networks is a preseason tilt between the San Francisco 49ers and the Denver Broncos. And we still love to watch those Fox games to this day, these many decades later. Now, if you'd like to read some articles like we did today from the Los Angeles Times, you need to join newspapers.com. And we got a great special for you today. You can get a free 7 days on newspapers.com by going to this site, sportshistorynetwork.com/newspapers. And with a paid subscription, you'll be helping to help this podcast as well as all the others on the Sports History Network. So you get those free 7 days, no obligation at all. But I think you're going to enjoy it so much, you're going to want to subscribe. And like I said, it helps to support this podcast and all the other ones on Sports History Network so we can bring you some great programming like we have been, and just keep the quality of the shows up as we continue to grow at Sports History Network. So we hope that you will join us in that venture. Also, we would like to have you hear a few words from our other sponsor, Row One Brands. At the Sports History Network, we're all about sports yesteryear, and so we're so pleased to introduce you to Row One, an online memorabilia gallery and shop that brings your sports history to life anywhere. The Row One gallery includes over 5,200 gorgeously reproduced prints of team posters, game program covers, game tickets, advertisements, and more in baseball, pro and college football, pro and college basketball, and more. And any gallery item may be printed in a variety of sizes on wood, metal, canvas, acrylic, or poster paper. And in Row One shop, check out the thousands more of you unique items with a retro and historical designs dating back to 1876, including t-shirts, long sleeve shirts, phone cases, mugs, blankets, pillows, towels, and even shower curtains. Go to sportshistorynetwork.com, ROW number one, for access to the full Row One catalog and for gallery prints and gift items. Plus get a 15% discount off all prints on the Row One Pictorum Gallery with coupon code SHN15. Follow the link on the show notes. Beautiful wall hangings for the sports fan, Row One Brand. Got to check them out. Some great goodies that you're definitely going to want. Now let's go to our birthdays of Hall of Famers for this August 12th, and we'll start off in 1915. Alex Wojciechowicz, he's a two-way player, center and linebacker from Fordham University. Well, he celebrated his birth on that day of August 12th, 1915, and he is celebrated in both the College Football Hall of Fame and the Pro Football Hall of Fame as well. Mr. Wojciechowicz is the founder and the first president of the NFL Alumni Association, and he was the third player in history to receive the Order of the Leather Helmet, which is a prestigious salute for individuals that have made significant contributions to the game of professional football. He was drafted by the Detroit Lions in 1938 and played there till 1946 when the Lions sold his rights to the Philadelphia Eagles. Wojciechowicz went on to earn two NFL championships with his Eagle teammates in both 1948 and 1949. August 12, 1930, Jack Scarborough. He was a quarterback from the University of Maryland. And Mr. Scarborough, he finished second in a 1952 Heisman Trophy voting. His accomplishments under center earned him a place in the College Football Hall of Fame and in the induction ceremonies of 1983. And he was drafted by the Washington Redskins in the 1953 NFL Draft and played two seasons there. He went north of the border in 1955 season, playing for the Ottawa Rough Riders before returning to the NFL in 1956 to play for the Pittsburgh Steelers. All right, we also have a birthday of a player that was not yet in the Hall of Fame. I'm not sure if he will be, but he is a very significant player all the same, and you all have known him. August 12, 1977, Norfolk, Virginia, former Michigan State University player Plaxico Burress was born. The 6'5" tall, 230-pound speedster wide receiver, Burress was drafted by the Pittsburgh Steelers in the 2000 NFL Draft. Plaxico played five seasons in the Steel City before moving to the Big Apple to play for the New York Jets and help them win a Super Bowl title. In his four seasons there, he later moved across town to play with the New York Jets and had a return trip with the Steelers before retiring after the 2012 season. For his pro career, Burress had 553 receptions for 8,499 yards and 64 touchdowns. Now, that is some great players that we got to talk about and some great events of all these great exhibition preseason games of the NFL, going up north to play in Ottawa, having the Saints' first win, and having these great college all-star games. That is some great football history there with all the excellent players that have played in those games. And we're sure glad that you joined us once again to hear all about it. We're here each and every day for you. We do the football history headlines 365 days a year and 366 during leap year. So don't you worry about that. We'll be here with you every day because this is the daily post, and we don't stop on the weekends either. And we're churning out probably 10 to 12 different podcasts every week and 10 to 15 different blog posts on our website, pigskindispatch.com. So we are glad that you have been able to join us on that and listen to the podcast on a daily basis. If you want to hear all of our podcasts and see them all in one place, maybe you want to do some binge listening, you can play a little catch up because you're just joining us, well, go to pigskindispatch.com/podcast, and they are all available for you. Or you can go to your favorite podcast provider and, you know, make sure you subscribe or like us or whatever they call it, and you'll know as soon as our podcasts drop each and every time, which happens to be midnight every single night, so there's no worries about when that's going to happen. Or you can send us an email at pigskindispatch@gmail.com. Get on our email list. We'll tell you every time we have something new on pigskindispatch.com and our podcast when they drop. Another way to find us, go to sportshistorynetwork.com and join us and the other 20-some podcasts on there for just some great sports history that's fun for all the family, because it's a very family-friendly podcast there. That's our brand. We don't use a language. We don't go into anything racy. We talk about sports history and the positive effects and all the great things that have happened in sports history. So it's a very safe place. So we hope you all join us again tomorrow. And until tomorrow, have a great gridiron day.
That's all the football history we have today, folks. Join us back tomorrow for more of your football history. We invite you to check out our website, pigskindispatch.com, not only to see the daily football history, but to experience positive football with our many articles on the good people of the game, as well as our own football comic strip, Cleat Marks Comics. Pigskindispatch.com is also on social media outlets, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and don't forget the Pigskin Dispatch YouTube channel to get all of your positive football news and history. Special thanks to the talents of Mike and Gene Monroe, as well as Jason Neff, for letting us use their music during our podcast.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com.
Hey there, football fans. This is Ross, the host of the Pigskin Tales podcast. I just need a few moments of your time to talk about the host of the Pigskin Dispatch podcast, Darren Hayes. He's expanded the Pigpen to search out information on the history of all team sports. It's a quest to find out about the competitors, teams, and places chronicled throughout athletic history through the uniforms and gear the participants used and wore. And he is taking you, the listener, with him on this educational journey to preserve sports history on the Sports Jersey Dispatch, found here on the Sports History Network. His newest podcast, called Jersey Dispatch, is all based on the jerseys that all the greats used to wear. You can find Darren Hayes and the Pigskin Dispatch podcast, as well as Jersey Dispatch, on your favorite podcast provider multiple times each week. So remember that Darren Hayes, the host of the Pigskin Dispatch and Jersey Dispatch podcasts, is found right here on the Sports History Network.